We've been talking on the programme. The programme's been dominated this morning by the BBC Spotlight programme, which will air on BBC One tonight at 9 o'clock. During that programme by Jennifer O'Leary this evening, Patrick Ryan, who's an unrepentant former Roman Catholic priest, has admitted that the Brighton bomb was among multiple IRA attacks in which he was involved. And he said that his big regret is that he was not more effective. There's been outrage and lots of discussion on the programme this morning about this. Let's speak to Sir Geoffrey Donaldson now from the DUP. Sir Geoffrey, many of our callers today have been wondering whether this man should now be pursued by the police and jailed. He's nearly 90. What are your thoughts? Good morning.
Well, good morning, Stephen. Yes, I think that this is a matter that needs to be pursued. Otherwise, the message goes out, especially to a very impressionable younger generation here in Northern Ireland and elsewhere, that you can involve yourself in acts of violence, take the lives of other people, and that there is no accountability for that to the law and before the law. So clearly, we believe that the UK authorities should now examine and take steps to initiate a request for extradition if indeed this man is living in the Irish Republic.
And we also were pointing out that, of course, it was the Irish Republic who back in 1988 it was, wasn't it, after Ryan was subject to an extradition battle, he was arrested, cash and bomb-making materials in Belgium in 88, repatriated to Ireland, and Ireland refused to extradite him to the UK. They said they didn't believe he would receive a fair trial.
And I think that the Irish government should apologise for that failure on the part of the Irish authorities to extradite this man at the time. The then Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, spoke of Patrick Ryan, and at the time she made a number of allegations about the clear view of the British authorities that this man was involved in acts of violence which he has now apparently confessed to. Now, I haven't seen the programme yet. I've seen clips of it on social media, but it does seem very clear that he is confessing to his involvement in a number of serious crimes, including an attempt to assassinate the Prime Minister herself, and indeed there was a Member of Parliament and others who were killed in that attack in Brighton. So I think that the Irish government should step up to the mark if they receive an extradition request from the UK authorities. I hope this time we won't have the Irish authorities hiding behind this notion that an individual of this nature won't receive a fair trial. I think that British justice is more than capable of providing a fair trial to anyone of this nature.
So you're asking for an apology from the Irish government and what further assurances?
Well, I think the Irish government should, as soon as they receive, and if they do receive an extradition request from the UK government, that they should act on it promptly. Clearly, this is an elderly man, and the sooner he is brought before the courts, the better, I think, for the pursuit of justice. He clearly has the impression that somehow he may think he's untouchable. It's difficult to understand the logic behind his decision to make these confessions.
Of course, after the 31st of October, the European arrest warrant will cease to exist.
Yes, but there are extradition proceedings in place and extradition arrangements in place between the UK and Irish authorities, and there would be nothing to stop the Irish authorities from complying with that extradition request.
It's how openly Patrick Ryan has talked about his deeds, which is chilling, actually. Let's have a listen to some of this.
But Ryan's technical ingenuity was also delivering for the IRA.
I spotted these things, these little timers. It rang a little bell to remind you you better get back to your car that your money had run out.
Memo park timers were used by motorists in Europe to remind them when their parking ran out. But Ryan realised they could solve a problem for the IRA, bombers being killed by their own devices.
So, your dat is the last thing to connect your timer preset.
This was the most dangerous moment for IRA bomb makers. Many had been killed arming explosives.
Connect one end to the battery terminal.
Ryan's memo parks made the process more simple and effective.
I turned out a device that was foolproof against any RAM, and even if he tried, he couldn't kill himself planting a bomb. And that became extremely successful. Most of them never knew where it came from. They just took them and used them.
Extremely successful, he said, Sir Geoffrey.
One of the other aspects of this interview, Stephen, that is worth noting is that Patrick Ryan declares that the only regret he has is that he wasn't more effective. And I assume by that he means that he didn't manage, or those that he was assisting didn't manage to kill more people. And it really does, I think, it throws up so many questions here, and we wouldn't have time to deal with all of them this morning. But the idea that someone who was a member of a religious order, a religious order that seeks to uphold the sanctity of human life, can, you know, turn around and make a statement like this, that his only regret is that he wasn't more successful in his pursuit of activities that meant the taking of human life, is quite remarkable. And he clearly has the impression, I think, that having escaped extradition in the past, having escaped facing justice of any kind, that that he is untouchable. And I think, you know, if that is the message that comes out from all of this, it's a very harmful message, because it sends a signal to people who either are already or might consider getting involved in terrorism in the future that, you know, that there is there's a way to escape justice for your crimes.
And do you not think
that's not a message we need to send out or want to send out?
And do you think age should be no barrier in the pursuit of justice? If someone, be it a British soldier or indeed in this case a former priest, has committed a crime, no matter what age they are, should that crime be investigated and always pursued?
Well, if there is clear evidence, and we've made this clear as the UK government, if there is clear evidence that means a past investigation, for example, did not find evidence, but if new evidence emerges, then, of course, you pursue that.
Even if that's a British soldier?
Well, that's what we've said, and indeed, that's what the minister in Westminster, Johnny Mercer, is proposing, that in respect of soldiers, that cases are only pursued where new evidence emerges. Well, there is new evidence, I think, in the form of this confession from Patrick Ryan. And in this case, I think it is clear that justice should be pursued. And if you had, I would say exactly that. And let me be clear about this, Stephen. If we were talking about a soldier who had come onto the television and had confessed to his involvement in murder, I would be on your programme and I would be saying justice must be served. That man must be brought before the courts and tried for his alleged crimes. Now, he must have a fair trial. Patrick Ryan must have a fair trial. But based on this confession, I think that is compelling new evidence that suggests the authorities are right to pursue justice in this case, just as they would be if we were talking about a soldier who confessed to crimes of this nature, would of course be brought before the court.
Will you be contacting the police?
Well, in the first instance, Stephen, this would require political action. It would require the UK government to initiate extradition proceedings. And I think that's where it would need to begin. After that, it would be a matter then for the police to question the suspect and to make a report to the public prosecution or the Crown Prosecution Service, as it is in Great Britain. I think this is more likely to be, since the confessions made by Patrick Ryan appear to be more linked to activity in Great Britain rather than here in Northern Ireland, although you could argue that if he was involved in the importation of arms from Libya, then undoubtedly some of those arms and explosives would have been used in Northern Ireland. But it's more difficult to pin that down to specific crimes, except for the crime of involvement in terrorism.
And finally, we're pushed for time here, so if this can be brief, have you confidence that the Irish government would extradite him now if a request was put in? And what would you say to the Irish government?
Yes, I do believe the Irish government would comply with such a request. I think it would be unthinkable in the light of this confession that the Irish government would say, no, we're not going to extradite this man. I can't think of the grounds, Stephen, that would justify such a decision.
Are you calling for them to extradite him?
Well, look, we need to go through the proper process, Stephen, and therefore I don't want to cut across what needs to happen. I think our first step is the UK government to initiate extradition proceedings, because of course the extradition process that took place previously would have long since expired. So I imagine it will require a new extradition request from the UK government, and that would go to the Irish government, and it would then be a matter for the Irish government to act. And I would call on them, if they do receive such a request, to act promptly and to deal with this efficiently, so that this man is brought before the UK authorities, is questioned, and let justice take its course.
Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, thank you very much indeed.